6 o'clock. And we are up to Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. And we are going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Four groups do not mekabel pnei shechina. Katleitzim, this is a group of cynics, cynical people that are mevato or negative, are discouraging for any good thing that happens. Katshakranim, these are people that are liars. Truth and them do not meet. Katchanifim, they're flatterers. The Mepharshim seem to have the most difficult time in understanding why Chanifim shouldn't be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Pashtus is because they're Machnef Rishoim. They flatter Rishoim, which seems to give Rishoim, the Rishoim feel they're exonerated and they're supported. Others say that people that are Machnef anybody shows a lack of belief in the Rabbeinu Shlalem. If you feel that you have to sit and flatter humans, it takes away a lack of belief in the Rabbeinu Shlalem. But Pashtus, the Kachanofim that have no chelik in Olam Haba are people that flatter Rishoim, and basically by flattering them and not giving them mussar and not discouraging them are encouraging them. And Kat Mesapir Lashon Hara, and these are people who are Bali Lashon Hara. Kat Leitzim B'chsev, Mashach Yadai Yislaitzitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws his hand from the Leitzitzim. Kat Shekronim B'chsev Tai Vishkarim L'yikim L'negadei Nai. Those who speak false will not be standing in front of my eyes. But you can't, how did you translate that? Not be established in front of my eyes. Kat chanifim d'chziv kibot, in front of chanof yovai, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will not be flatterers. Kat mesapir lashon hara d'chziv kibot, keo chofetz resha atop. You're not one that wants wickedness, but you're gur chara. People are bad, cannot live with you. Tzadik atop, lo yibim gur chara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous. He does not let people who raw, which are Mesapir Lashon Hara, and Rashi says, which it says right afterwards, Ta'abe Daivri Chazav. You should destroy those who speak falsehood. So Chazav refers to Lashon Hara as well. And therefore, Le'igur Chara is going on Lashon Hara. Let's catch up with Rashi. Rashi Mashach Chadis, Leititim Mashach Chazkash Vachos Yadav Min Aloititim. He withdrew his hands from the Leititim. Shloy Le'iskari, that's them not to be close to them. Le'igur Chara. Haino Mesapir Lashon Hara, that refers to Mesapir Lashon Hara. Chsib Asay Ta'abe Daivri Chazav, destroy those who speak falsehood, Ishdamim. V'oi, Chsib Asay, Kirbam Havais, their insides are destruction. Kever Pesuach Grainam, their throat is like an open grave. Meaning, basically, it talks about Chet of Lashon. Now, the Mepharshim might try to speak in Rashi, because we Paskin, the Rambam Paskin, the Lashon Hara is not necessarily falsehood. Lashon Hara is even on truth. The Chafetz Chaim has a whole arichas proving that Lashon Hara is even when one speaks truth. Rashi, one of his proofs that the pasuk is talking about Lashon Hara, says, because it says afterwards, Ta'abe Doivrei Chazav. So some want to be medayik that Rashi's opinion is that Lashon Hara is on falsehood. Again, the question is whether Chazav means false or Chazav means something that shouldn't be spoken. I did see Achreitim that want to say that the Rambam is arguing at Rashi, because the Rambam says Lashon Hara is even on truth, which is the way we Paskin. They want to say that Rashi seems to indicate that Lashon Hara has to do with Sheker as well, which would bring the problem because we already have Kat Shakranim. Right. What do we need Kat Mesapir Lashon Hara for? I'm not sure how to resolve that. Again, I think it's questionable whether the Diyak should be taken, because Ta'abi Daivri Chazav, Chazav usually does mean falsehood. One cannot deny that that is the normal meaning of the word Chazav. But the question is whether here Chazav is being used in a more generic sense as things that shouldn't be spoken. So, again, I wouldn't make any difference halacha, because we pass like the Rambam, Chafetz Chaim clearly explains that the halacha is that the Isra Lashon Hara is even when one speaks truth about somebody, and when he speaks false, it's worse, it's called Maiti Shemra. That's what the Chafetz Chaim explains. Not the Gemara Vait. The Amr Abchiz, the Amr Abchiz, the Amr Yeah, again, it's hard for me to speculate. I don't know. I don't know the answer to a lot of questions if you want to make Rashi Machloikis. But the Chofetz Chaim spends a lot of time on this. It means obviously there was a school of thought out there that said Lashon Hara is only if it's a lie, and he spends a long time explaining that it's even the truth. I mean, he explains a lot of things about Rechus, but this is like one of his first things that he wants to establish. The Lashon Hara is even an Emet. I mean, the Rambam says it clearly, but so I don't know how you would learn if you learned the other way. I don't know. I'm just pointing out that there are Achorinim that are Medayik, that from the Rashi, the fact that Rashi brings the Pasuk of the Abed Dovri Chazov. Chazov in its literal translation means falsehood. Again, could be Rashi's understanding the Pasuk in a more generic translation of anything that's wrong to speak goes under the title Chazov. Bad will not happen to you. The negal lo yikrov b'alecha, and a plague will not come close to your tent. That Yetzirah won't be shaylus on a person, meaning that the Yetzirah, this is a bracha that the Yetzirah should not be strong in a person. The person's desires should not overtake him. The negal lo yikrov b'alecha shleitimtzu ishtucha safik nida b'shashah shetavim min aderach. I'm going to get to the second one first. Personally, I had a little problem with the first one, because that gets involved. You give a person a bracha that your Yetzirah should not overcome you. I mean, this gets involved in the concept, is can one daven for someone else not to do averus? Meaning, because the one thing left to free choice in this world, everything is predestined, everything is preordained. The only thing that's not predestined and preordained is whether a person will do mitzvahs or averus. That's pure bechira, that's pure choice. Now, when one davens to Hashem to save someone from an avera, right, exactly what is he trying to do? Is he trying to remove the person's choice? What exactly is he trying to do? Well, this is a big tumul d'achreinim. Exactly how we daven for other people to do tshuva, how we daven for other people not to do averas. This would be a case of proof that there's such a makom for a tefillah. Because Avraham Melech is giving Shlaima bracha, and he's saying to him, that the Yetzirah should not control you. It means there should be a weaker desire, or you should be stronger. Now, it's a bracha, it's not a tefillah, but bracha is really tefillah. What do you mean, I give you a bracha? Bracha is, the Rebbeinu Shem should help that this should happen. But we do find here that Avraham Melech is giving this kind of a bracha. Yetzirah should not overwhelm you. The Nega La Yikra
Balach. What we say every morning, what would they even tell you?
That's for yourself. You can ask Hashem to help you out. That's your choice. You are choosing to ask for help for yourself. Can I daven you shouldn't have an Nisayon? Or can I only daven that I shouldn't have an Nisayon?
What's the Chiluk?
I have choice. My choice was to ask Hashem to help me out in the situation. By my own choice. That was my Bechira. Listen, I can choose to go to a place where people speak Lashon Hara. I can choose not to enter the place. I shouldn't have the test of Lashon Hara, right? That's my own choice. Can I ask, can I daven that you shouldn't make the choice of going to that place?
Well, what's Siyata Shemaya?
Siyata Shemaya is that every person gets Siyata Shemaya. The question is, can I ask for the Siyata Shemaya for you? Because, see, when I ask for the Siyata Shemaya for myself, that is my choice. I chose to ask for that Siyata Shemaya. Here, I'm intervening in your choice.
Oh, maybe you're saying that maybe that person wants to have the test?
Maybe he does. Not that he wants it. Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't care. This is a big tumult. I'm able to talk to as many to talk about it. There are riyas, many riyas that one can. Question is, what mechanics does one use to get around this problem that you're intervening in a person's choice? So some say the Siyata Shemaya, that you're not intervening in the choice, but you want him to give him a certain push in the right direction, but the choice is still finally his. Again, I'm not here to, it's an off-subject discussion, but it is a discussion amongst Achrayim. I'm just pointing out that this Gemara clearly states that David HaMelech did that. He said that the so Yishlut Bechor, I think they changed Mehen to Yitzim Tuchah. That's a bechah, Yetzirah. Right.
Why should you daven for everything if everything is predestined?
No. There is an inyan of tefillah to change predestined. A person can, first of all, I mean, this is really off the subject. A person can, even what's predestined does not necessarily come to a person unless he davens. That we see from Adam Rishon, until he davened for rain, there was no rain. There was supposed to be rain. But the Rebbeinu Shem set up a world that you ask and you get. That's how it's. Again, so that shows us that even what's predestined sometimes has to be, quote unquote, you have to send the bill in, you have to send the request in to get it, number one. Number two is, there is a concept that tefillah can change a person's, what a person's supposed to get. There is such a concept. Tefillah can change that. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we let him take care of what's predestined and what's not predestined. It's not our business. But we daven that he should do the best for us, and that either it gets us what is predestined, or it can change what's predestined. That's not a problem. The problem is the one area where there is choice, where it's not predestined at all. And that's the area of Tzaddik in Russia, where a person gets to make his free choice.
When you say davening for others, you're talking about davening for others for what? They should make the right choice?
Exactly.
People daven for other people to make
Don't you daven that people should do tshuva, that people shouldn't do averas, that...
We also daven for them that their predestination should be good, too.
That's fine. You can daven whatever you want for anybody else. That doesn't bother me. That's not the question here.
Okay.
But it's a specific question about intervening with their b'chira. That was the question. And the answer seems to be what Avram said, that we're davening that they should have extra shata d'shmaya, shouldn't intervene with their b'chira, but should give it a slight nudge in the correct direction. That seems to be the basic answer to people. B'nega la'yikra b'alecha sh'leitim tzu ishtecha safik nida b'shosh v'tavim min aderach. And Rashi learns that when a person comes home from the road, he hasn't been a while at home, and he has a desire to have a relationship with his wife, and the worst scenario for him is to come in and find him as a suffix nida. She's a vadai nida. He can tolerate that, because that's normal. You know, that happens. Suffix nida leaves him in a certain quandary. She's not really a nida. Maybe she's not. And it creates a situation for him. It's a much bigger necessity to overcome than a vada nida. Vada nida, he resigns. This is it. Suffolk nida leaves him thought, maybe she's not. And then you got to add an extra point, Rashi doesn't say this, is that usually a Suffolk nida ends up becoming a vada nida before she becomes tahar. So basically, it's an extended nida. He says she sees a kesem, so she becomes a nida midrabanan. Then by the time she gets her 7 nikiyim, she's probably going to become a vada nida. And therefore, he says, finding her to suffix nida, it comes as a vada nida, he knows that it's a limited situation. Here, the limited situation just got extended. By the fact she was a suffix nida, and by the time she becomes tar, she becomes a vada nida. That's what the Rashi and the Ben Yoda adds that to Rashi. There is another pshat that I'm going to get to in a moment, but I'd like to lead Rashi. So to Rashi, So that means, like we say, Ain Allah Ela Isha, Ishtai. It's difficult. She imtis Ishtai Suffolk Nidhi Yaitim Nidhi Vadois. Shasuffolk Umaitar, and a Suffolk bothers him, but Yitzray Tukpoint is Yitzahara grabs a hold of him. He says, nah, she's not really a nida. I'm really just withholding for no reason. Makes the nisaya much harder. Rashi Bab Metzia says, Kosh came vada nida. Rishayim there say, why? Sabe nida is harder. The Mashah points out that it seems to be a contradiction in Rashi. Some go to answer it. I'm not going to get involved in the answers now. I just want to point out that the Maral and the Mashah point out that it's called a nega. Why is it called a nega? You know, the nega la yikra v'alecha. Nega, it shows a tumah, something wrong, nega, the goyim, it's not a... So they both seem to say in the same vein, saying it differently, that there is such a thing called natural. The Rabbanu Shlom made it, the woman become nidus. So if a person finds his wife a nida, that's not a punishment. That's not a nega. It's not something that went wrong for him. It's his life. Woman becomes a nida, she becomes tar. She becomes a nida, she becomes tar. Suffolk nida is not natural. Suffolk nida is something that shouldn't happen. A woman should be a vada nida and a vada daira, a vada nida and a vada daira. Having a status of suffolk nida is not the regular. Therefore, it's a negala yikubalacha. In a certain sense, it's like a punishment. It's like somebody is being, treated a little bit not naturally, and that's why it's more nega than vada nida is. Vada nida, you can't call it nega. That's life. Suffolk nida is not supposed to be part of life, so to speak. And therefore, it's considered more of a punishment than vada nida. That's the Gemara writes. Taver Achar Lesune Lecha Ra Shli Avisucha Chaloymes Ra Virhurim Roem. The Rav Melech gave the bracha that a person should not be frightened by bad dreams and bad thoughts. The Nega Lo Yikra Belecha Shli Hei Lecha Ben Oitam, but a person should not have a student or a son Shemagdiach Tavshile Veravim that burns his dish in public, which is a reference to someone who becomes a min, who becomes an apikiris. And the, before they took out the censors, they had the words Kigon Yeshu Hanaitri. Included was, like Yeshu Hanaitri, who was Magdiach Tashilei Barabim, who became a outspoken apikiris. And therefore, Kaifer. And therefore, that's the bracha that David gave Shlomo, that he should not have students or sons who go off the deep end in a public mass fashion. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Atkan Baruchai Ovid.
Why are they doing the kids for
him? What? I'm sorry?
Well, why are they doing it in a hint form? The same principle.
I don't know. What is the reference to Magdiyat Tavshil? How does he translate Magdiyat Tavshil of Rabban? Burns dish in public.
That's right. He says that his public conduct is disreputable.
Same idea. Yeah, no, because I had the word, because I added it, you know, he's not going to put that in, and I don't blame him, but the Chesreinus Hashas has the word, Gengeshu Anaitu. So that's why I emphasized religious aspects as far as, rather than behavioral aspects.
But as a Yeshu is a disciple
Of a Tana.
His public actions were disreputable early on when he broke with his master. It was his comments about the landlord's wife.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to get involved in that now. I just want to say, he ended up being Mazir to Shilav Rabban. The Gemara says that about him.
Yeah, I understand. I'm talking about what caused his...
Yeah,
later on, he...
Right, exactly.
It was more normal Yetzer Hara.
Right, exactly. But at the end of the day, it was Mazir to Shilav Rabban.
That's what... This reference to disreputable public conduct seems to...
I don't know. The language used is used by the Gemara and that Gemara about Yeshu. And it says he was halach, I think it says Magdiyach Tavshilav Rab. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say that. I should look it up. I don't remember. I'm not sure. That's the Gemara Vaid. B'nega lo yikub, I'm sorry. Adkan Barchei Aviv. Mikan Ve'eluk Barchose Imai. This Perek in Tehillim of Yeshu B'Seser, we are splitting into three sections. Part of it that David told Shlomo, part of it that Basheva told Shlomo, and part of it that Hashem said Shlomo. Right, a person has three partners, the Mepharshim speak out, Aviv V'Imai V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Aviv V'Imai, right, Aviv V'Imai, first the father, then the mother. She takes what the father gave her and turns it into a body. I mean, obviously, with the Rabbi Shlomo's help. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu places life in. So in the order of brachas that Mepharshim speak out, first his father gave him bracha, then the Pasuk says what his mother told him, and then the Pasuk says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Now, Rashi says that there are certain things the fathers worry about, and there are certain things that mothers worry about. Mothers are concerned about physical safety, fathers are concerned about more spiritual safety, and the Rabbi Shlomo wants to give the person life. So, therefore, if you looked at the first set of brachas, it was no Yetzirah, no Safek Nida, no frightening dreams, no people going off to Derech. Look at the second set, Ki Malachim Yitzav Alach L'Shmoch B'Kol D'Rechecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should command his Malachim to watch you, HaKapayim Yisunucha, they should carry you on their arms, HaShachov HaFesen Tidroich, you should be able to step, Shachov HaFesen are snakes. What did he say?
Serpents,
you should be able to step. Atkan b'chasa imai. That's his mother's brachas. Mom is concerned with the external dangers, physical. Father is more concerned with the internal dangers. And mikan ve'eluk b'chasa shemayim. And from then on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him bracha. Ki b'chashak v'afalteyu. If he desires me, I will save him. And only the Rabbi Shlom can say that. Asak ve'yu, I will raise him, make him big. Ki yada shemi, because he knows my name. Yikra'eni, he will call me, v'aneyu, I will answer him. Ima yonoichi v'tzara, I will be with him through his tzaras. Achaltzeyu, I will remove him, I will save him. V'achabdeyu, and I will honor him. Erech yamim, I will satisfy him with length of days, and I will show him in my savings. Only the Rabbanim Shem can say that. That is the Rabbanim Shem's brachah to the person.
That's why we say Yosef says we go after mitzvah and ames because all three things are.
But we don't say it only. We only say till kamalachov. Like they say it seven times till ki till malachov. That's why we say it because of that pasuk. This is the way of a father. These are father's concerns. Isha is not worried, doesn't put her mind to such things. From the melting of the heart, from the softness of the heart, that might be the Bishat Hamrachas Halev. In the Agos here, he says, Mitech Rachas Halev, softness of the heart. Mispalelus Abinoshi Yinotso, she davens on her son that he should be saved from Evan Negai, from stones that will hurt him, Umeirukin, Vishadim, and from these demons. That's why we're darshening, She'elu Barachas Barachas Imai, Ki Malacha Vitzavalach, Mayri Verebi. It seems that it finished one subject. Now we're starting a new thing. It's a new start. That's why we split it into three, because it seems to be three different angles. First we talk about, then we start saying, and he should command others to help you. And then it says, he desired me. So obviously there's three different parts of this capital, and we put what we think should go to dad, to mom, and to Hashem, to Hashem. Now, without getting off the topic too far, the concept that a person has three, if we study it, is that the woman creates the external of the person. The Gemara says that the basar and the dam, the flesh and the blood, comes from mom, the red part of the body. The man, the husband, the father creates the white part of the body, the internal part of the body, the bones, the marrow, the inner part of the body. And the Rabbanim Shem gives life. So it jives, it fits with what's saying over here. The father is concerned internally, right, what's going to go on in the person, and the mother is considered is concerned on the external, because that is the difference between what the woman gave the child, what the man gave the child. So one emphasizes one more than the other. That's what seems to be from this sugya. Something my right. I'm Rabbi Shimon Malachi Shmaidach Sivet says in the Pasuk, Vayimna Mershoim Oiram, so the Baruch Hu will hold back from Mershoim their light, Uzraya Rama Tishaber, and he will break a haughty hand. Now, in the writing of Eev, it seems that the ayin is not in the regular line. If you read the regular line, it reads Rushim. There's an ayin placed on top between the shin and the yud, which makes it Mishoim. Why is the ayin removed? Because Kivisha Nasa Adam Rush Mumata Nasa Rush Mumaila. Rashi learns if a person becomes someone that people can't get along with, it becomes difficult to get along with, and people start disliking him, that's a sign that he's being disliked upstairs. People's ability to get along with others is connected to the ability to get along with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Right? Kosher Ruach HaBriyas Neichem Imenu, Ruach HaMokim Neichem Imenu. It's a question how to be gairus there. Is it Ruach HaMokim, Ruach HaBriyas, Ruach HaBriyas, Ruach HaMokim? Basic line is that it usually goes hand in hand. In most cases, with obvious exceptions, as the Gemara will point out momentarily, if a person is difficult to get along with, that means upstairs he's difficult to get along with also. And if a person is easy to get along with, that means upstairs he's easy to get along with. That's what the Pasuk, that's what Chazal are telling us. Ka'anasa rush mamata nasa rush mamayla. The loy nichta veklau, so leave the iron out. The answer is, basically, these two people were great leaders, big tzaddikim, and people hated them and gave them a miserable time. So if we're going to make it an absolute rule that anybody who has difficulty getting along with people down here has difficulty with getting along with people upstairs, then we would be inferring that people like David HaMelech and Nechemya were not the tzaddikim that they were. So therefore there's an ayin put in to say, as a general rule, we can say, Kalanasa Rosh Mamata Nasa Rosh Mamayla. But it's not an absolute rule, because there are many tzaddikim, right, who are victims of innuendo and rumors and hatred and jealousy and it doesn't mean anything about their status upstairs. So therefore, the ayin is there and the ayin is left on top. They tell me there is a rule, but it's not an absolute rule. It's like that's what the pasuk is trying to get across. That is the way the Gemara is darshaning it. That's Rashi. It's not written in the role. It's like put on top, like suspended on top, as if the pasuk reads as Russian. People aren't happy with him. People hate him. He's hated up there. Now he gives Russian shnei mine rushes, two different kinds of hatred, of poverty in relationship. Tzaddikim are an exception to this rule. She built the Beis HaMikdash. And I was going to look this up on the way out the door and I forgot. I don't know what that pasuk means, and I doubt if Art Scroll says, because it's not pshat in the Gemara. I'll have to look it up. I don't know what that pasuk means. We had jealous people in Yisrael. Many of the Yehuda were his allies. Whoever hated Nehemiah over there had many allies. These people were Mavaza Nehemiah. The ayin is there to tell me that the rule of Rashim is said by people who are not tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are an exception to the rule.
Sometimes I never saw this before. Usually, if you want to make this brush, you make it small.
I never saw it before either. What am I supposed to do?
But this is written. You're talking. This is in the clock.
Yeah. Now, the Riyad Ramah is a totally different gears than this Gemara. And the Rambam, in Avos, quotes the Gemara, and the people say, where did he get this Gemara from? There is no such Gemara, no such Chazal. And if you learn like the Riyad Ramah's Gersa, then there is a Chazal. He's Gairis, called Hanasa Rosh, Kivin Shanasa Adam Rosh Mumata, Nasa Rosh Mumaila. The person becomes a leader down here, he becomes poor upstairs. And the Meiri explains, and the Rambam explains in Avos on Shnas Rabbanos, is leaders have a tendency to impose on others, sometimes necessarily, and many times unnecessarily. It's called Russian skips Matu Ema. The Matu Ema, they put fear into people, they use their power in a negative way. So people who become leaders, unless they're exceptions to the rule, end up losing at the deal. That's how the Rambam explains Snas Rabbanos, and he quotes the Gemara that says Kala Nasa Rush, Nasa Rush, and people say, where is that Gemara? The Adrama has this Girsa right here. If you go with the Adrama's Girsa, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying leaders have a tendency to misuse their power. Power is corruption. What's the word? Power corrupts. Power corrupts, and therefore becoming a leader takes with it a certain danger that the person gets. And unless he's very careful, that's why he starts our bonus. Don't get involved in leadership positions, that because you'll end up losing because you're doing the wrong thing with it. Yes?
What's the location of the Hadal and Mordecai that you dropped out of number 3?
That's Hayyam and Bez in Megillah. And by the way, it's from 4 to 5, or 5 to 6, it's not 3 to 4. Not 2 to 3. I think it's 4 to 5 or 5 to 6. Design of invasion. Don't think my advice. Panarabana, Menasha is Shaina Khamichim Khamichim Panam Bataris Kranam. Menasha learned 55 different ways in Vayikra. every year of his kingdom, Rashi says, every year he was king, he said a whole new pshat in Sefer Vayikra. That's how big he was in learning. So Rashi says, every year of his kingdom, he said a new pshat. Even the 22 years that he was Eved Avodah Zarah, the Mefarshim say, the Torah is enjoyable, Torah is unbelievable. He enjoyed learning. Learning was very enjoyable. He could be an Eved Avodah Zarah. It has nothing to do with learning Vayikra. He can learn Vayikra as well. It's a very enjoyable thing. He learned it. That's what some want to say. The Adrama does not like that. And he says that he did it in the years he was good. He did it 55 times, connected the years he was king, but he didn't do it in the years that he was Eved Avodah Zarah. Others want to say, Rashi seems to say he did one a year, meaning he loved to learn. Very simple. At one point it was very much Shloi Lishma. He was an Eved Avodah Zarah. At another point when he did Tshuva, it was fine. But he just loved to learn. And Achav did his Shemayda v'chamishim, Chamisha, 85 Shatim in Teres Kehanim. And Yeravam Meyu Shloisha. And Yeravam says he did it 103 times. The Netziv and the Hagdama to Hamagavar and Vayikra brings the Vayikra has more drushes than the other parts of Torah. A lot more drushes are in Vayikra than in the other four Chumashim. I would never dare say a thing like that. But the Netziv writes that in the beginning, and one of the riots he brings is this Gemara, that they darshan Torah's Kehanim 55 times, 85 times, 103 times. Doesn't say that they darshan Bereshis this many times, or Shmais this many times, or Bavidvar this many times, or Devarim many times. That's what he said. Tanya Hayrib. That's according to some, correct. This is the old-fashioned Apikiris that loved learning, but didn't like much else. Correct. According to Rashi, the Adramat says Chatz V'Shalom, and he says that he did this 55 times. I don't know what he says about Akav, but in Menashe he says 55 times during the period of time that he was good.
What
happens to
70? I thought it was more than 70 Pshatim.
Can't answer the question.
And these are all valid
Pshatim? I can't answer the question. I mean, valid enough that the Gemara counts it as a time.
Count more than 70
different divorce from the shelves here, much less. Yes. So are we the question for Nasha, are we arguing that the Torah has no impact on them? Did it have a positive impact on them? One Chazal says, "Halavai Isa Azvu v'Terasu Shemaru Shamaru Shabbat Machzir L'Mutav." There's a Chazal that says, "I wish they would leave me and just keep on my Torah, because the light of Torah will bring them back." The other Chazal says that if a person learns Torah inappropriately, the Sam of the Musa, it is a potion of death. The Torah is a negative to a person that learns it in the wrong situation. So this is a question that's asked. When is Torah Shabbat Machzir L'Mutav, and when is Torah Sama the Musa? This is a very big question. Some want to learn, honestly, I'm not prepared to answer you without looking back at my notes. I once spoke about this. If I remember correctly, there's a difference in whether the fault is a fault in deus, meaning in belief system, or it's a fault in character. I think I have it right from the Rambam that when it's a fault in character, it's one way. When it's a fault in deus, it's another way. Again, can I trouble you? Rambam Tara. If I remember correctly, I was medayin from the Rambam that way. But I'm not ready to say this without looking back at my notes how I worked this out. But this is a commonly asked question. But basically what you're doing is you're asking now in Menashe's situation, was this the Sama the Musa or Achav situation, or was this the Mar Shabbat Machzir L'Mutav? Which aspect was it, or was it neither of the two? That's basically what you're asking. That's what I'm saying. That's neither of the two is the Parah, right? Exactly. I don't have a clear answer for you. I know this is discussed because there are Chazalim that seem to contradict themselves on this issue. Right? We darshan from a Pasuk, Aisa Azbu Mekar Mayim Chayim Chazal darshan Halavai they would have left me and kept my Torah. That means Torah brings you back to good. Chazal say in Gemara and Shabbos that it's a Sama de Musa, that if it's learned inappropriately, it's a potion of death. Torah can be a negative. So where do you draw a line? Where is it? That's the question. Yes.
Rav Olba is a friend of Bracha, has a long research on it, and basically one of the points that drives the center of his argument, is that it depends on the initial intent. One's initial intent, I mean, one of the scariest swarm is the entire Philip Jastro, who obviously knew Chazal better than pretty much anyone in his generation, yet he was. And the Mashiach says that it's your initial intent. If your initial intent is to learn and to better yourself, even as blood was from, but if your initial intent is just to get a PhD or something like that.
Here, I can read you a Rambam, and I don't know. It's difficult to say. He says that Tumas and Taris are Xeris Akasiv. It's not something we can understand. Going into the mikvah, that should remove tumah, is not something that we can understand, right? Pesach Amru Chachamim, right? Avdikei Remez Yesh B'davar, right? Just like if a person goes into a mikvah and he has kavana to become tor, he becomes tor, even though nothing changed. Kacha Mechavim Libay L'tar Napshe Mitumas Hanefashos She Machshavos Ha'ovim V'deyas Haraz Kivin Shehiskim B'libay Lifresh Ma'isen Ha'etzes V'hevi Napshe B'mei Hadas Toher. Says if a person's willing to purify himself, then when he learns Torah, to mitire him. Again, it doesn't answer the question, though. No. I thought I would see something here that would jolt my memory. I remember I once worked on it. I don't remember how we came out. But it is, Dr. Schwab is saying Revolver deals with it and says it has to do with intent.
Initial intent.
Right.
It says, it's private is B'yudai.
Right.
What?
His initial intent is bad. It's a sama de musa. If his initial intent is good, so even though he's a bad, he's not doing well, but his initial intent will make Tyra help him, may find the right way.
Even if later he's just doing it.
I'm not going to. I'm definitely not going to sit here and tell you what he says without reading it.
No, I'm asking a question.
You're asking a question that I won't be able to answer. I didn't see Revolver inside.
No, what I'm saying is that if a person, when a kilo is a, if they want to do it, wants to show everybody, I can darsh 142 times something, he's just doing it just to get his name on
the... I would have to read Revolver inside before I even comment.
When he gets up in the morning, his initial intent.
A daily initial intent?
Daily?
A lifetime?
No, gets up in the morning. At the start, if he really is someone who has something somewhere which wants to get closer to the Rebbe Shlomo,
why should it change that? What got him to change his
okay, again, I think we'll leave it. I don't know the answer. Rashi, again, I'm not trying to say, I just don't know. Rashi, Ha'ishayna chamishim v'chamishim panam atayis kanam sefer v'yikre mechadish be'koshanam v'shanam v'darshim v'pupula hidarshim from his pupul v'chayim v'zvayt. That's the Gemara v'ayt. Tanya ha'y remei reimer. Avshalom ein l'chein l'kloilam haba. Remei says that Avshalom David HaMelech's son does not have a chelik leilam haba. That's his addition to the list. Shenemar, vayakub es Avshalom vayemisuhu, vayakub leilam hazeh vayemisuhu leilam haba. Not everybody agrees to this, obviously, but Avshalom Remeir adds Avshalom to the list. Tanya b'shem ben Elazar b'shem Remeir. Achaz v'achazia v'chol malchei Yisrael. Achaz and Achazia, even though they were from Malchus Beis David. Now, many times it says by a king, Vayas harab b'enei Hashem. Now those by Malchi Yisrael is a rule. Any one of the Malchi Yisrael that it says Vayas harab b'enei Hashem are going to go into the following statement. And the Malchus Beis David, two kings will be placed in the following statement. Even though it says Vayas harab b'enei Hashem by many more, but by Malchi Beis David, that rule does not exist. Achaz and Achazia are being singled out from Malchus Beis David. Everybody else by Malchus Beis David, this rule does not apply. But everyone by Malchi Yisrael, it does apply. As we mentioned earlier, there were two kingdoms, the 10 Shvatim and the 2 Shvatim. And the kings of Malchus Beis David are treated differently than the kings of Malchus Beis Yisrael. And the Malchus Beis David ones, even if it says the Yasara, does not put them into the following statement of Remeir. And the kings by Malchus Yisrael, it does put them in the following statement of Remeir. And except two Malchus Beis David ones, this got honorable mention, meaning we're placed into this not such a great group. Okay, so Amchaz v'achazi v'chol malchi Yisrael shekosim ben v'yasu rabbeinu Hashem lechayim v'loy nidunim. They will not become alive in Olam Haba, but they won't go to Gehenna either. So this is less than Olam Chelik v'Olam Haba. Olam Chelik v'Olam Haba seems to say that they're stuck in Gehenna. That's how Rashi seems to learn. These people aren't bad enough to make it into Olam Chelik v'Olam Haba, but they don't make it to good either. They're basically left out there, hung out to dry, with no bad and no good. That's what it's saying. That they will not become alive with the tzaddikim. But they're not sent to Gehenna. The dafka comes from Malchus Yisrael. Only by Malchus Yisrael. Av shloim b'tzidkiyom mibeis David asu. V'yavagat b'chsibu v'yaser rab eini Hashem. Says that v'yaser rab by shloim and by tzidkiyom chayim hein lasid. They are not affected by this rule. Now the Ben Yehuda learns, again, this is Rashi. So I'm going to repeat it again because I'm going to say the Ben Yehuda. I don't want to put them on the same level. Rashi's Rashi, the Ben Yehuda looked well afterwards. Rashi says that the Chayim V'loy Neduna means they're not punished in Gehenna like the other She'en Lam Chelik V'Olam Haba, but they don't come to Olam Haba positive. They are somewhere in between. Yeah. I'll have to use that term. Yeah. Ben Yehuda says the neshama is broken up into particles and sent back into gugulim till each particle gets fixed on its own and gets zeichet to Olam Haba on its own. So lechat, meaning most people can get to Olam Haba through Gehenna. If they need purification, they're put into Gehenna, they're purified, they're sent off to Gan Eden to Olam Haba. These people are not purified that way. They are purified by not being sent here, not being sent there, but the neshama being broken into particles, that's his lashon, not mine, and different particles of their neshama being sent into Gilgul, and each one has to make it, quote-unquote, on their own. I guess they're not sent as one person, because that would be a recipe for failure. I guess, I don't know. And it's broken into many chalokim, and each chalok has to be mesakin itself. That's how he understands l'chayim v'loy nidunim. They don't get Gehenna. Now, whether Gehenna is better than that or worse than that seems to be not clear to me. Whether this is a milo that they're not put into Gehenna to purify or a chsara that they're not put into Gehenna to purify, I cannot answer that question. What?
It's a different thing. I mean, you're trying to make something in the food, you may saute it, you may boil it, you may do different things require different things.
Right, okay. That's the answer. Fine. That's how he learns it. Rashi doesn't mention a word about Gilgul, so I'm not going to say it. Right. The Gam Dam Donkey Shabbat Menashe Harbin Miyai. Menashe spilt much innocent blood. Arashem Yili Yushalayim Pelepep. He filled up Yushalayim from one end to the other end with dead bodies. That's Levad Mechatasu Lashe Hechtis Yehuda Lazo Surah Bein Hashem. That's besides the fact that he got Yehuda to serve Avodah Zarah. Who were these people that he killed? Helchatagimu. Here in Babel they translated it, Shahar Yishaya. Menashe killed Yishaya Hanavi, and that's equal to killing, to lining up dead people from one end of Yerushalayim to the other. Because Yishaya Hanavi, in his greatness, qualitatively, is a whole city of Yerushalayim.
Is that a fact?
What? That he killed Yishaya? Yes, that's a fact. Gemara Yevamos, and Testament Vez, says that Menashe killed Yishaya.
What about Rambam's willing to kill him?
The Marava Amri, in Marava they said, he made an Avodah Zarah that took 1,000 people to carry. And he moved it every day, and 1,000 people who carried it died from exhaustion, heart attacks, whatever causes people to die when they work too hard. 1,000 people died every day from moving Menashe's Avodah Zarah, and he kept on moving it every day. And that was how he killed, basically lined up Yerushalayim with dead bodies. But the Gemara, Kamana Asla Hadamar Rabba Babachana Shkula Shama Shal Tadak Echad Keneged Kal Olam Kulay. According to which man the Amar would we prove what Rabba Babachana said, that the Neshama of a Tzadik is worth the whole world? Kamandamar Yishaya Harag. Obviously, like the Mandamar that said, he killed Yishaya, the one individual that counts like a city. I'm sorry? Who? Menashe? He was related to Yishai. Yishai was his grandfather. He's Zeta. But that's not why he's being faulted. He's being faulted because it's Hanavi, not because it's his grandfather.
Yes, we say Eliezer has the gematria, like 36 or whatever it was. What is it?
318, yeah.
318, whatever it is. What's the big thing? What's being put to that? A person is.
Who said it's a big thing?
Well, we're darshaning it. That means it must be. We're saying it's a chesar or a milah. How much is one side worth how much?
There's a question of who he took along to war. It has nothing to do with worth how many people, it's just who he took along to war. Pasuk says he took 318, so Rashi says, according to one of the Yom, he only took Eliezer. It has nothing to do with anything over there. Rashi, Agaz, Rachazi, Mimalka, Yehuda. The Kimlu, Ushai, Rishad. We know they were Rishad. Now, Rashi's bothered, there were others that were pretty bad in Malka, Yehuda. The Amun, Vayayakim, Lechashav, Vavagab, Dabi, Rishad, Ma'id. Amun and Yayakim didn't make the list. Even though they're pretty terrible, could look come on. So Rashi Bahanu Kimlu Dukhayan. Because we have a Messiah that as bad as they were, those two were gonna make it. Why is the Gemara's discussion later on? But it seems that Achaz and Achaziah won't make it, and Yoyakim and Yoyamun will make it. I'm sorry, yeah, right. Hyrigus Kulum Shay Nifkom the Kaivit Hamasui. They collapsed from the heavy weight. Command Amish Haragi Shaya, the Hakam and Mullis Yushlaim Pelabha. Killing Yeshaya was like filling up Yerushalayim with dead people. That's the Gemara, Ksiv Pesel, Ksiv Silim. When it talks about he put the Avodah Zarah in the Beit HaMikdash, Menashe put Hemet Selim Behechol. He put the Avodah Zarah into the Beit HaMikdash. In one place it says he put Pesel singular, and the other place it says he put Silim plural. Amar Rabbi Yochanan betchilo asa leparts of Echad. At the beginning, he made one front. The Avodah Zarah was Avodah Zarah, which obviously was four sides, but one was the front, and then there were the sides and the back. Then he decided to do his wickedness in a greater level, and he put four fronts. Whatever way you looked at the Avodah Zarah, you thought you were looking at the front. Why? Because they should tira shechina, whatever side the Rabbanu Shlom comes in, should see it, v'tichayis. To anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, he wanted that if the Shekhinah comes in from the other side, should see the front as well, whatever that means. Rashi Kasev B'mlochim V'yosem Es HaPesel HaSemel Asher Amad B'Veisel L'Him. He put it in Veisel Kim in Hashem's house. Siv Hemet Es Hashem V'Vsilam V'Vsilam B'Divr HaYom L'Vsayif Asem Menashe V'Oysa D'Muz Dalot Parsufim. He made four faces. They should tira Shekhinah Mikol Tzad She Tikonos V'Hechol Tira parts of Kenegda V'Tichais and get HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. What do you mean to say
during the time of these kings?
Malchus Yisrael just means the Malchus Beis David will last forever.
Did that come a long time ago, or during the time?
Well, David HaMelech was given the bracha that his children will be descendants of the kings forever. So that's when it's in future. It means when Mashiach comes, they'll be his kings.
I don't have descendants for just not.
Chayv Kaim has nothing to do with religion. Not saying they'll be from all the time. Saying kingdom will remain in Malchus Beis David aspect. Not a religious statement.
Could it remain in the hands of only Yerushalayim?
Again, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. But the question, the fact is, David HaMelech, Malchus is David. Tesser Malchus became David. End of story. That's the whole thing. I don't think David HaMelech is a Chayv Kaim is a Pasuk. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I think that's the source of it. Gemara Shani says, "Kusuvli, David Melch is Yerushalayim v'Kayim." That's the Gemara. Vayasa mespesel Asherah she'asa b'bayis. He put the Avodah Zarah in the house. Asher Amar Hashem al David v'shleim b'benai. The bias has there Yerushalayim, Hashem Makarti Mikolu Ashiv to Yisrael, and this house of Yerushalayim, which I show from all the Shvatim, Asim Hashmi LeOlam. That's where he put it. I think I skipped. Yeah, I skipped. Achaz Hamida Baliyah. Achaz, who lived before Menashe, I think he's Menashe's grandfather. Right? Chizkiah married Yeshaya's daughter. Chizkiah's father was Achaz. Menashe is Chizkiah's son. In fact, the Gemara in Brachas tells us an astounding story that Chizkiah didn't want to marry because he saw Baruch HaKadosh that he was going to have kids that were Rishayim, so he didn't want to get married. So he got a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's Chayiv Nisa because he's not married. So he said, he told the Navi Yeshaya, I don't want to marry because I'm going to have kids Rishayim, I'd rather not marry. So Yeshaya told him, that's not your business, you have a Chiyuv to get married. What the Rabbi Nishlam does is Rabbi Nishlam's business, not your business. So he said, fine, so give me your daughter, and between the two of us, maybe my kids will be fine. So we had two kids, Sufkia had two children, Menashe and Rav Shakeh. So he was once giving them a piggyback ride to the Beis HaMikdash, and while he was giving them a piggyback ride, the two commented, one to the point that father's head would make a great firing pan from Avodah Zarah, and somebody said something equal in thing about how dad would make a great carbon for Avodah Zarah, talking about their own father as he's giving them a piggyback ride.
How old are they?
It says they were little kids. So he threw them to the ground. One died and one survived. Menashe survived and Rav Shakeh died. And this is the Menashe that lived on to become a terrible Rasha, then the tshuva, and it's questionable whether he had the chelek melam abba or not. So this is Menashe's thing. So he has great, his father was a tzaddik, Chizkiyo. His grandfather on one side was a terrible Rasha, Achaz, one of the ones mentioned, the Vein Lachem Chelek Melam Abba. He's an addition. He's one of the additions. And the other grandfather was Yeshaya. So Grandpa Achaz brought Avodah Zarah into the second floor of the Beis HaMikdash. He did not have the audacity to bring it into the first floor where the Mizbeach is, the Shulchan is, the Menorah is. But on the second floor, he figured he could like make an Avodah Zarah place, you know, on the second floor, rent it out, you know what I mean? Could have, they used to have this place where all the religions used to daven together. I forgot where it was, down on Euclid Heights Boulevard, right?
Non-denominational.
Right. So he decided the downstairs he'd leave one way, and the upstairs he'd take the other way, yes.
So we're talking about in the building, the rooms, you still have to go through the Azura to get there.
Yes, and Azura you have to go through, but not the building. It's that second floor.
Right.
Shenemar, Agag, Aliyas Achaz. On the roof, the second floor of Achaz. Menashe took it a step further, and he amid the Behechel. He brought it into the Hechel. Shenemar, Vayasim, is Tesla, Asherah, Asa, Bebayas, Asham, Asham, Adav, Shlom, Bebayas, Bebayas, Zeb, Shlom, Asham, Achayt, Mikol, Shifti, Yisrael, Asa, Mishmi, Lailam, I will place my name forever. The Trashi, no Rashi. Amun echnisu lebeis kodesh hakadoshim. Amun, he was worse. He brought it into the beis kodesh hakadoshim. Shenemar, ki katza hamatzah mistareya, the mat. I think a mat is a mat or the room. What does he say mat is, a room or a mat?
The couch is too short for
a couch. Like a mat. It's too short, mistareya, from to share.
For stretching out.
Stretching out. La matzecha.
I'm sorry, wait. Yeah, the couch is too short for stretching out. The cover too narrow for curling up.
The covering, tzara ki eskane, is too short, too narrow to be covered up, too curled up. Mikey, katsa matzah mistareya. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmin, we ain't seen katsa matzah zeh mistar olav shnei reim ke'echad. Is this too short to have two deities in the same building? Meaning Shechina and Lahavdol Olavav Ravdol, as Rashi says, with the Musab Haritzah. Matzah is based on Mikdash. My ki amaseicha tzara. What does it mean that the covering is too narrow? When Rabbi Yenison came to this pasuk, he used to cry. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says he gets the whole water into like a wall. All of a sudden, the covering is too small. If he's bothered by the existence of this nothingness called the Avodah Zarah. But it was sad because these people, brought in again. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains this in one of his shmuzim, but it's simple from anybody that learns it. We cannot sit here and try to figure this out because we have no clue in the world what they were dealing with. Because he asked the question, how could these people do such things? And the answer is, we had a Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah. We don't have one, so to us, it's the strangest, ridiculous thing in the world. To them, it made a lot of sense. Which is the only lesson we can learn from that is, if Rav Anishon would remove the Yetzer Hara, so things we have the Yetzer Hara for, we would also think this the most ridiculous thing. We don't see it as ridiculous because we have a Yetzer Hara for it, so it makes sense. Yetzer Hara makes ridiculous things seems sensical. That's basically the idea of the thing.
Are there any BMO live then that we're
yeah, all the time.